From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, January 16th at 8:55, and we have Danny Puff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's great to be here. In early action, we have mixed trade across the board. March corn up 3.25 at 423.5. March soybeans down 3.25 at 1049.75. And March Chicago SRW wheat up 7.75 at 518.25. It's been a very tough week. We had a negative report on Monday. There's no other way to word that. So we're kind of stabilizing here, Kimberly. Looking at outside markets, February WTI oil up 72 cents at 59.91. And last check on the Dow Jones down just 17 points at 49,424. We've stabilized a little bit, like I said, from Monday's fallout. I don't think because of anything fundamental, like we're tight all of a sudden or anything like that. It's just when you run out of sellers and the producer, the farmer is really disinterested in selling here, specifically on corn, there just might be really good value here. And we're seeing that good value on the international front with positive export sales. USDA announced a few flash sales this morning, announced at 8 a.m., 11.7 million bushels of corn to unknown and 4.7 million bushels of corn to Japan. Again, we continue to show that competitiveness, and it really supports USDA's export demand figure penciled in at 3.2 billion bushels of corn. That's a record corn demand for export. Oil looks to rebound losses here on Friday that we had on Thursday yesterday, and oil has gotten a lot of attention given heightened political factors with oil-rich countries like Venezuela and Iran, of course, here in the recent news. But oil continues to be a stone's throw away from $60 crude for the last 6 months. So that's kind of shown lack of volatility in that price, even with these really extreme headlines on the geopolitical front. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. Updated U.S. drought map indicates 28% of corn production is affected by drought right now, and 34% of soybean production is affected by drought. Our home state of Illinois, 93.5% of Illinois is in some level of drought. And home county here, Champaign County, is in D3 extreme drought, and counties touching Champaign right around it have some level of D2, D3 drought as well. Doesn't feel like it matters too much today, but spring will be here in the next 2 or 3 months, and we'll need to right the ship on precipitation here in the Midwest. Missouri, Indiana, southern Wisconsin, eastern Iowa, and the Mid-South all in significant drought when you look at that drought map. I should mention farmer sentiment right now is quite poor. Given Monday's report, just kind of took the wind out of the sails of farmer sentiment, just to not sugarcoat that at all. Sentiment is poor. But I think some of these other helpful things the government has come out with the Big Beautiful Bill, different bridge assistance stuff, none of those things, all those are on the forward curve. None of those things have hit the checking accounts quite yet. SDRP, we'll probably see some top-ups later. The bridge assistance is the last 3 or 4 weeks of February. ECO payments likely mid-June, and then ARC and PLC for 2025 could be very favorable, and that will pay in October of 2026. So a lot of those things I think can be really helpful to a lot of folks, but it's just around the corner. So we got to hang on and just keep our heads down. Looking ahead, Brazil, they are going to have a record soybean crop on soybeans. It appears really likely. They're starting to nose into harvest here. Some early bushels always come off late January, and then Feb, March, they really get going, and they become the cheapest beans in the world because they're in their harvest. It's the most abundant time in the Southern Hemisphere at this Feb, March window, and that just makes sense. That's a very seasonal, normal thing. So everyone, I hope you have a great weekend and stay safe, and we'll talk in a week.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.